Back in March, we told you about a movement to place infants in special cardboard boxes instead of cribs. It's part of a larger initiative to avoid sudden infant death syndrome and lower the infant mortality rate by providing newborns with a safe place to sleep. So far, more than 1 million baby boxes have been distributed around the world. Now the company behind the boxes has launched its biggest venture yet in Texas. There are plans to hand out 400,000 boxes this year in the Lone Star State. Lauren Silverman from Member Station KERA in Dallas reports.
Around 8:30 every night, Taylor Freed places her baby, Penelope, on her back into a cardboard box decorated with a blue bonnet border.
Hi, honey.
She's gotten a little more ticklish, too, which is exciting.
Penelope is 4 months old, and she's passionate about blowing bubbles.
She looks pretty happy
in
there.
She likes it. It's cozy.
Freed, who lives in a one-bedroom apartment in Dallas, got the box for free after taking an online course about how to get babies to sleep safely.
It came with some wipes, some breastfeeding stuff, some diapers. It came with a little onesie, too. On the front of it, it reminds you, and you know, always have them on their backs so it's safe.
Across the country, more than 3,500 babies died unexpectedly and suddenly in 2015. One of the most common causes is accidental suffocation, being smothered by sleeping too close to parents, pillows, soft toys, or blankets. The idea behind the boxes is to remove all those objects and promote safe sleep cheaply for all moms.
Baby boxes are essentially durable cardboard bassinets without legs.
Dallas native Jennifer Clary is the CEO of Baby Box Company. She first heard about baby boxes in a news story highlighting the success of Finland's baby box program, which is more than 75 years old. There, infant mortality rates are among the lowest in the world. In 2013, Clary co-founded the company and began partnering with hospitals to distribute boxes to new moms in states like New Jersey, Ohio, and Alabama. The challenge, she says, has been familiarizing parents with the concept.
Because parents are kind of sometimes like, well, why would I put my baby in a box?
It's a good question. In Alabama, which has one of the highest infant mortality rates in the nation, people had other questions.
What if the cat gets in the box? Or what if somebody puts a baby in the box and puts a top on it? And things like that.
That's Dr. Kathy Wood, a pediatrician in Montgomery, Alabama.
I understand that, yes, in a perfect world, it'd be great for everybody to have a crib at home. But that's not where we live.
So the idea of putting a baby in a safe location is a good one. But the idea that putting them in a box is going to dramatically reduce infant sleep death is overly simplistic.
Dr. Harvey Karp is author of the best-selling series of parenting books, The Happiest Baby. He points to a study done in Wisconsin in which 3/4 of the babies that died unexpectedly had a safe sleeping surface available.
They had a bassinet or a pack-and-play in the home, but they did not use it the time that the baby died. And the reason is because you're exhausted, you tend to bring the baby in bed with you, and that's where most of the tragedies happen.
The American Academy of Pediatrics hasn't endorsed using baby boxes, citing insufficient data. Baby Box CEO Jennifer Clary says those studies are underway.
But I want to be really clear, and I've been on the record 50 times, and I still get accused of the exact opposite with consistency, which is frustrating. Baby boxes are not magical. There is no unilateral product that you can distribute to parents that will keep your child safe in the absence of understanding and education.
Clary's company makes all the education and boxes available for free and makes money only if people buy products on its online store. In Bexar County, healthcare workers aren't focused on the box or the products, but the education.
You know, we know across the state, Bexar County has one of the highest incidents that we've seen of sudden infant death syndrome.
Dr. Amy Quinn is a neonatologist with the University Health System in San Antonio. She launched a pilot baby box project last year. And after follow-up interviews with new moms who took the boxes home, they decided to continue the program.
It's not really just about putting a baby in a box. It is really, truly about providing a safe sleep environment if that is what's necessary and needed. And it's truly, truly about the education.
As for what to do with the boxes once a baby outgrows them, they are recyclable. Dallas mom Taylor Freed has other plans.
My dog seemed pretty interested. It could be a little dog mattress or something.
That's right. Like after that. Her baby Penelope uses it, her Pomeranian Puka might just get to take a nap in the box too. Getting Puka to sleep on her back like a baby should, that might be a challenge. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.